From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. French President Emmanuel Macron told his Turkish counterpart Friday that democratic countries had to respect the rule of law in their fight against terrorism, as he voiced concerns about the fate of students, teachers, and journalists in Turkey. Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan defended the crackdown, saying that some journalists encouraged terrorism with their writing, comparing them to gardeners nurturing plants. Japanese Defense Minister Itsunori Onodera on Friday sounded a note of caution about the planned talks between North and South Korea, saying the North would continue developing its weapons program and Tokyo would remain vigilant.
North Korea goes through phases of apparent dialogue and provocation, but either way, North Korea is continuing its nuclear and missile development. We have no intention of weakening our warning and surveillance activity.
North and South Korea will hold official talks next week for the first time in more than 2 years after Pyongyang accepted Seoul's offer for dialogue just hours after the United States and South Korea delayed a joint military exercise. Supreme Court judges Friday ruled against allowing ousted Catalan Vice President Oriol Junqueras out of jail while he is investigated for rebellion and other charges stemming from the restive region's recent drive for independence from Spain. In the decision, the judges said there was a risk that Junqueras might again commit crimes, as there was no sign he intended changing his ways. Be sure to follow The Voice of America on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for pictures, videos, stories, and more. This is VOA News. Britain's Secretary of Defense Gavin Williamson said the fight against the Islamic State group had entered a new phase.
The dangers are far from over, but we've already shown what our nations can accomplish by working together. And today we pledge to build on that remarkable progress to help put your proud nation back on the path towards peace, security, and prosperity.
Williamson expressed his government's commitment to continued working with the U.S.-led international coalition to chase down Islamic State group fighters in Syria and beyond.
Today, we underline our shared commitment to work with our coalition partners, hunt down their fighters, destroy their remnants in Syria and elsewhere, and win the war online.
He signed a statement of intent to invest $13.5 million to strengthen Iraqi counterterrorism. Last month, Iraq declared the defeat of the Islamic State group after more than 3 years of fierce fighting in northern and western Iraq. The UN Security Council is set to hold an emergency meeting about Iran as the U.S. seeks to show support for anti-government protests in the Islamic Republic. Millar Sega has more.
The United States called for the session, which is scheduled for Friday afternoon. However, members are divided in their views and could call a vote on whether to address the topic. The council has now added a closed-door discussion before the meeting. U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley has praised the demonstrators, but the Russian deputy foreign minister said the meeting was an American attempt to violate Iran's sovereignty. At least 21 people have been killed and hundreds arrested in anti-government protests and unrest that began last week. Iran has also seen 3 days of big pro-government demonstrations. Millar Sega, VOA News.
The United States is suspending security assistance to Pakistan's army until it takes decisive action against the Afghan Taliban and the Haqqani network. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert told reporters Thursday Washington was still willing to work with Islamabad.
The United States stands ready to work with Pakistan in combating all terrorists without distinction, and we hope to be able to renew and deepen our bilateral security relationship.
The United States has also put on hold a separate $255 million in aid, which provides Pakistan the money to buy U.S. military equipment. Somali State Minister for Defense Mohammed Ali Haga has confirmed to VOA that the Turkish government has recently supplied weapons to the Somali army for the first time. Haga said the Turkish government has equipped a company-sized Somali army unit, which graduated from the Turkish military training camp in Mogadishu 2 weeks ago. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit voanews.com. I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.